Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Michael, are you all cheered up?
Well, you know, there's always some new superfood or super ingredient. And we've actually had one of the farmers on the show last year. And we've got the story coming up written by Carly Ratcliffe. And we've got Carly on the show today. Hi, Carly.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. Now, did you travel out to the Kimberleys?
You know, I wish I had travelled out to Kimberley. I haven't been there, but John Foss is a farmer who I came into contact with probably 3 or 4 years ago when chia first kind of hit the market. I was quite intrigued by these little black seeds, and just looking at the back of a packet in a health food store, it said, you know, Ord River Valley, Kimberley, Western Australia. I thought, this is very, you know, odd. And so I tracked him down, and we kind of had some initial chats then when he was establishing the crop, and then again became reacquainted with him recently in writing the story for Mind Food.
Now, historically, it was always sort of used in Mexican food, wasn't it, I think? Is that right?
That's right. It's it has a long history in Central and South America. So it's native to Mexico. But the Aztecs were very big consumers of chia. And they, Aztec warriors allegedly, used to mix chia with water or even carry them dry in little pouches when they went off, you know, to war.
So they're almost like gold.
Yeah. Absolutely. They considered them more precious than gold because I mean, I guess in those days they didn't know the actual essential mineral and nutrient breakdown, but what they did know was that they were absolutely an appetite suppressant and gave them some kind of, you know, extra warrior powers or strength or longevity.
They're higher in omega-3, aren't they?
Super high. And the John Foss, who was on the program, as you were saying, late last year, the farmer from the Kununurra, his particular chia, because of the location of the property in the Ord River Valley, because latitudinally it has very low rainfall, very high hours of sunlight, so you've got that extra photosynthesis, so that's what helps with omega-3. So the local Australian chia has the highest strains of omega-3 in the world, so it's the highest plant-based omega-3 source.
And I think he's a fourth generation farmer, and he was interesting to talk to in terms of how he sort of came across it and then went and discovered that that was the best area when he looked globally where it should be growing. But can you imagine the conversation with his old, you know, family and farmer mates to say, this is what I think
this
we should
do. This is what we'll do.
Because, you know, for us it is sort of become a bit of a new buzzword in health circles, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And John was telling me that, yes, those farmers were incredibly sceptical. So as he probably explained to you, he's working with a number of local farmers who contract grow for him.
Uh-huh.
But men and families who have been on the land in that part of Western Australia for many, many years. Many of them were actually sugarcane farmers.
Oh, okay.
And so they still apparently farm sugar some of the year, but put the chia in as well.
Yeah.
And because the chia is growing so well, it's really that diversification for them of the crop has really helped their livelihoods as well, which is terrific in a very remote, you know, desolate part of the country that I guess, you know, is prone to drought and all of those other environmental factors that are such a concern.
Having now written the piece and sort of known more about it, have you started using it?
Oh, look, I have used it for many years, probably since I first spoke to John about 4 years ago. And I use it for all kinds of things, in muesli for breakfast cereal. I bake it into chocolate. I've got this fantastic chocolate chia cake recipe that I, you know, make for my daughter. She doesn't know they're in there.
Yum.
I'm sending her off to school with, you know, a bit of protein inside. You can't taste it inside the cake.
Carly Ratcliffe, thank you very much for joining us today and talking about chia. Very, very interesting. Of course, it's in the March issue. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Thanks, Carly.
You're most welcome. Thanks so much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.